Have you ever built an offer that looked good on paper, but it felt really heavy or forced when you tried to sell it or when you delivered it? What if the reason that business feels hard right now isn't because you're doing anything wrong, but it's because the old rules of doing business no longer apply? We're moving into a completely new era of business. And the old ways of forcing, pushing yourself, pressure, and hustling are on their way out. And what's coming in to replace it is doing business that is completely aligned with who you are, where you can be on purpose and fulfill your potential by sharing your gifts in the way that only you can. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the three core pillars of building a human design business, why purpose-driven work matters more now than ever as we move towards the 2027 solar plexus mutation, and how to create a business that feels aligned with your design instead of draining your energy. Before we get started, please like the episode, and if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. It really helps us share our message with more people, and we so appreciate you in supporting our small business. So let's start with the three core pillars of building a business. First is creating something of value. This is your product. These are your offers. These are the services that you deliver to your clients and to your audience. And it's really what your business actually exists to deliver. The second core pillar is bringing that offer to the marketplace. And this is what we traditionally refer to as marketing. You actually have to be able to connect with your ideal audience for those people that will really resonate and benefit from what you have to offer. And we do that through showing up in some specific places that are actually aligned for you, where you can connect with the right people for your offer. And the last core pillar is selling your offer and then delivering it. This is really about exchanging value for value. You have something of value that somebody else wants, and they have something of value that you want. So usually that exchange of value is your goods or services for money, because really all that money is an energetic exchange of value that is extremely convenient. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Which one of these three pillars feels the most challenging for you right now? Is it actually creating an offer that feels aligned for you? Is it sharing it in the marketplace and connecting with your ideal clients? Or is it actually making that sale? Please let us know in the comments below. And be sure to read other people's comments as well, because you are not alone in this. We all struggle with some aspect of this at some point in our business, and maybe even all three. Now, when it comes to building your business, you want to start with a solid foundation, and that foundation is purpose. You are aligning your work with your purpose, and when you do that, it changes how work feels. This is what it means to have a truly aligned business. When your business is aligned, it actually doesn't feel like work most of the time. Now, I do want to make an important distinction that aligned work will still require effort, but it doesn't feel like this soul-draining or heavy, like energy-sucking thing that misaligned work can feel like. We are currently in a major transition as we move into the new era of the solar plexus mutation of 2027. And at the time of this recording, we are just a little bit over a year out from when the full mutation actually takes effect. Now, we have been feeling this change for quite some time now, and it's been quite obvious as the old ways of business are no longer working. We're seeing major organizations crumbling, all kinds of stresses with governments and all kinds of stuff that are a clear signal that we are about to move into this new era, which is very different from the era that we're moving out of. For the last 400 plus years, we have been in a place of working through creating out of our minds, using logic, working in a way that is very hierarchical, where you have a boss and your boss has a boss, and their boss has a boss, and you're exchanging your energy and your time for money in a way that is not necessarily empowering for you, that is not necessarily fulfilling, can be quite stressful, quite draining, and isn't necessarily aligned with your purpose. In this old era, mind-driven, hustle-based business models were the way that people did it, and that is all breaking down. The things that used to work in the old era are no longer working as we move into this new era. In the new era, your work is filled with purpose. You have a very unique frequency that only you can deliver, with very specific skills, gifts, and talents that are meant to be infused into your work. And it is something that is very individual and does also require connecting with other people, the right other people that you either collaborate with or that need what you have to offer in the way that you have to offer it. And it's all very frequency-based and very different from the logic, mind-driven ways of doing business that we're used to in the old era. And right now, as we're making this transition, as we go through this last year in 2026, when things are really changing, this really is the best time to start your purpose-driven aligned business or to realign an existing business. And if this is resonating and you're feeling the shift into this new way of doing business, we would love to invite you to a free workshop where we will go deeper into creating an aligned human design business in 2026. We're going to talk about selling environments, your ideal clients, and how your design really points you to the ideal ways for you to sell and to connect with the people that need what you have to offer in the way that only you can deliver it. Now, when it comes to creating offers, it is so important that your offers are not created from your mind, from trends, from what you think might make money or what people want. This is very much the old way of doing business. You know, you go out, you do market research, you see what people want, what is missing, and then you try to create something that fills that void. And that could still work if it's aligned for you, but if it's not aligned for you, then that is never going to be satisfying and is also not really going to work in the new era. In the new era, we really want to be creating our offers through strategy and authority. And I know it is much easier said than done. And if you've been around human design for a while, you might get tired of hearing the just follow your strategy and authority, because it is easier said than done. Following strategy and authority does take some refinement over time. It's not just something that you learn once and immediately start doing, and then everything is just wonderful all the time. Your strategy and your inner authority is your inner compass that leads you into the right direction for you. It connects you with the right people for you. It leads you to the correct circumstances, environments, opportunities, and when you are really building in alignment with your strategy and authority and really bringing your unique human design frequency to life through your offers, that is when business will really come alive for you. And you may already have experience with having built offers that seemed logical or made sense, and maybe they actually sold well, but they weren't fulfilling to deliver. They did not give you that sense of satisfaction, peace, success, and delight that is actually the signature theme of your unique human design type, and may even have had you feeling your not self theme, that frustration, anger, bitterness, and disappointment because it wasn't aligned for you. When it comes to actually building an aligned business for generators and manifesting generators, you want to really notice what you respond to. And this can be anything. You might be scrolling on social media and see something that really lights you up. You might see something on TV or read something online that you respond to that then leads you to the right offers and the right people to connect with to create your offers. I also want you to consider how you like to consume offers and how you like to buy. Because, and this is really true for all human design types, often the things that you are the most interested in when they're in alignment, not when you're buying them because you're afraid or you feel like something needs to be fixed, But when they're actually in alignment for you, those are going to give you some very good clues as to what type of offers you might want to create and that you might want to deliver. But remember, you want to really come back as a generator or manifesting generator to that sacral response and allow that to lead you and guide you in the right direction. And then, of course, wait for your inner authority to give you the green light that now is the time. Now, for projectors, your offers are best created from recognition and mastery. Projectors have a unique special gift for mastering systems. And I want you to think about all of the different types of systems that are out there. Human design is a system. Yoga is a system. Different kinds of dance are systems. There are various different kinds of systems that people use for nervous system regulation. So there are so many different kinds of systems out there, and projectors are uniquely built to master systems. So what are the systems that you really love that you want to include in your business? And what are the things that you regularly get recognized for? Where do you get the most recognition? And can you tie that together with some of the systems that you love? Because this is a really good guideline of what direction to move into as far as creating your offers. Now, when it comes to our manifestors, I want you to really think about your creative urges. What are those like non-verbal urges that just come through you, and what are the direction that they are guiding you into? And being really clear around what is actually a true creative urge versus when your mind is trying to logic or reason you into creating some kind of an offer. Really pay attention to those creative urges, because those are the ones that are going to give you offers and products that initiate others, that are truly, truly impactful. And of course, you'll want to wait for your authority to let you know now is the time to initiate. And then for reflectors, your creations are so much around reflection and community. What are the communities that you really love being a part of? What are the communities that you feel good in? The communities that invite you in? Because those are the areas where you're really able to serve with your objective wisdom and your ability to reflect back. And I'd love to hear from you guys. For your human design type, where can you really see your strategy coming through, your authority coming through to let you know what the correct offers are? Please share in the comments or join us in our bodygraph.com free Facebook group, because we would love to discuss this more with you. Now let's talk a little bit about marketing, because this is an area where a lot of times people get stuck. And I hear people all the time saying how they really don't like marketing and they wish they could just have somebody else do it for them. But I want to encourage you to see marketing differently. Marketing is really connecting with the right people for you in the right environment, because you want to share about your offers, and it's actually going to feel good to talk about them when they are truly aligned offers. You will love telling people about what it is that you have when it is something that is really true and really in alignment for you. Now, your human design has some very specific clues about what the correct environments are for you, as well as who the correct audience is. And if you want to learn more about how your design points you to where your work is meant to be seen and who it is meant to be seen by, please join us in our free upcoming workshop on creating your human design business in 2026, where we will discuss just that and more. You can find the link to sign up in the show notes. Now let's talk about selling, because this is another one that really trips people up. And really all selling is an energetic exchange. You are exchanging value and resources with somebody else. You have something of value, your offer, your services, your product, and the person that you're exchanging value with also has something of value that you would like. In most cases, in modern day businesses, that is money. It could be something else, though, because maybe you're trading your offers and services with offers and services that somebody else has that you really want. However, money is often the most convenient mode of exchange, because think about it. If you're selling human design and I really want a human design reading from you, but I'm a farmer and I sell eggs and you're vegan, that's not really going to work. You're not going to want my eggs. I still want your human design reading, but I might have somebody else that wants some eggs. They give me money for those eggs, and then I give you money for the human design reading. It's a win-win for everybody. And so much about selling is about really reframing what money is, because all money is, it's an energetic medium of exchange that is meant to make life more convenient for us, so that I don't have to find somebody that has something that you want, that wants my eggs, so that I can get them to trade you to give me the human design reading. That gets complicated really quickly. All money is meant to do is make our life easier, more convenient by exchanging something that is valued everywhere for whatever the good or service is that you have to offer that I want. Now, I want you to think about selling as a continuation of offering your service. When you are truly aligned in what you have to offer, selling can feel really clean and grounded. It does not need to be this pressured, you know, used car salesman thing of the past. And actually, as we move into the new era, a lot of these old strategies that used to work are not going to work anymore. So for example, you know, the sales script that has all of the potential ways of handling objections just to get somebody to buy, that stuff is not going to work anymore. Because as we move into this new era, into the solar plexus mutation of 2027, we are all becoming much better at reading and understanding frequency. And if the frequency is not aligned with what you're selling, people are going to be able to read that. We are all getting so much better at that, which is why when what you're selling is something that is aligned with who you are, that is a true delivery of what you have to offer and totally in alignment with your purpose, it actually feels easy and even enjoyable to sell. And when you know who your correct audience is and who the people are that you're meant to serve, it's also much easier because those people are going to want what you have to offer. So by you selling to them, you are delivering them a service. Think about all of the times that you have bought something that you were so super excited about. What if that person that you bought from never shared their offer? You never found out about it, and now you didn't have this thing or this service or this life-changing event because you didn't even know that it existed, and therefore you couldn't buy it. Now, one really important thing that we have to talk about in your business is mind versus authority in a purpose-driven business, because your mind is a brilliant tool. Your mind is so amazing at organizing information, at conceptualizing, at imagining, at creating, and at delivering services to others. But your mind is for others. It's not for you. Your mind is not here to make decisions about your own life. That is what your inner body-based authority is for, because your body, on all levels, many of them not conscious to your mind, knows what is best for you, knows what your correct trajectory is, and what the direction is that you're meant to move in life. And this is why really understanding the difference between what your inner authority is saying versus what your mind thinks you should do or thinks you should sell or thinks how you should sell it, understanding the difference is so important. I'll give you an example from my own life. I have emotional authority like 55% of the population, and that means that I really have to feel myself through the decision-making process over time. I gain perspective about the decision that I'm making as I move away from it, and I feel my way through it, through the ups and the downs of my emotional wave, until I gain clarity, which is this neutrality, just this understanding if something is or is not correct for me. It is not logic-based. It is not mind-based. And the second that I feel my mind coming in and trying to reason with why this is a good decision or why this is a bad decision, or use logic or talk me into or out of making the decision, I know it's not my authority. So when you're making these important decisions, when you're considering what your next offer is going to be, whatever your authority is, I want you to really feel into your body and notice what the mind is doing, because it is going to try to speak to you through your shadows, through your conditioning. These are all things that the mind is the spokesperson for. And it can really throw you off track. So you want to come back into your body. You want to really do the work of understanding what the bioenergetic feedback is for you of what your inner authority actually feels like. And this is something that takes time. It's not a one and done. It is something that you continue to refine throughout your human design experiment. Listening to your authority, following your strategy, these are the most important aspects of really getting you into alignment. And remember, you have some very clear signposts that let you know if you're on or off track. And these are your signature theme and your not self theme. When you're really in alignment, when you are creating and selling and delivering offers that are absolutely correct for you and really allow you to showcase your true gifts, you're going to feel, as a generator or manifesting generator, you're going to feel satisfied. It's going to be deeply satisfying to expend your energy in the correct ways. As a projector, you're going to feel that success of having guided energy correctly and efficiently for others. As a manifester, you're going to feel that peace of being able to initiate what feels correct to initiate for you in the time that feels correct for you, dancing to the beat of your own drum without people trying to control you or interfere from the outside. And as a reflector, you're going to feel that surprise and that delight and that awe that is part of your design. When you're off track, generators and manifesting generators, you're going to be frustrated because you're using your energy in a way that feels like force and pressure and push and hustle, and it's actually draining and frustrating, not satisfying. Projectors, you're going to feel that bitterness when you're not being recognized by the right people because you're not in the right place or your offer isn't aligned with who you are. Manifestors, you're going to feel anger at people trying to interfere with you and not being able to initiate because it's not the right thing to initiate. And as a reflector, you're going to feel that disappointment of being in the wrong communities, of not connecting in the right ways. So paying attention to your signature theme and your not self theme is so important. And I know it often gets glossed over when you're talking about human design, but when you really understand your signature and your not self, it is such a quick guidepost to get you back into alignment when you're noticing that you're feeling that not self theme all of the time or way more often than your signature theme. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Where do you notice your mind trying to take over for your authority? Where do you notice it trying to logic or reason your way into new offers or creating a certain kind of business or working in a certain kind of niche? Definitely let us know in the comments or share in the Facebook group. It's so important that we get to read what everybody else has to say because we're not alone. This is something that happens for everybody. And as you continue to deepen the nuance of your own design to understand yourself better, to really experiment with what your strategy and authority feels like, and you start following it, share that as well, because that helps all of us and inspires us too. If you want support creating a business that's actually aligned with your human design as we move through 2026 and towards that new era in 2027, please join us for a free workshop on creating your human design business. We will map this out together in a way that is practical, grounded, and specific to you. This is a powerful time to be building something meaningful. When your work is aligned with your purpose and with your unique design, it stops feeling like something that you have to do, and it starts feeling like something that you actually want to do. Thank you so much for listening or watching all the way to the end. I really appreciate it. And please, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. It helps us get the message out to more people, and it also really helps support our small business. We really appreciate it.